speaking on this program is Brother Kevin Key.
Which translations of the Bible prove most accurate? To begin with, I want to say I appreciate the fact that they say translations, but then in like figure, prove to be most accurate. To begin with, as we think about translations, there are some minor issues, even in what we will tonight call good, excellent translations. So we've got to be very careful as we would approach Bible translations and to say that one is perfect, because no translation is without some problems. But as we will identify here in just a few moments in regard to good translations, those translations where they would have some issues, they're minor issues. We're not dealing with any major doctrinal matters. And where we would have some issues, we know where those things are and we're very quick to point them out. Is there one that you would recommend for children? We've got to use extreme caution when making a selection with reference to which Bible or translation of the Scripture we will use. The one that is most commonly used in the religious world is the NIV, or the New International Translation. And I have put on the board a couple passages for consideration. If you would look from the book of Micah chapter 5 and verse 2, and then also the book of Revelation chapter 1 and verse 18, in the instances that are given here in the Old Testament and the New Testament, there is reference in regard to the Lord. And as the depiction is given, it seems to take away from the eternal existence of Christ. If you take away from the eternal existence of Christ, where do you leave Him? You take away from His deity. And therefore the NIV in these passages seem to take away from the deity of Christ. Another passage that is commonly seen in the denominational world, and sadly some even in the Lord's Church, we'll use the Revised Standard Version. And in the Revised Standard Version 2, I want us to understand that there are some major issues in the fact that they leave out, they omit some very key things. For instance, in the book of Luke chapter 22 and verse 20, where we're given instruction in regard to the Lord's Supper. The King James, the New King James, translations that we would say are certainly great translations, identify that that the blood of Christ was shed for us, for the remission of sin. In the RSV, you do not find that. Also, if you have the RSV and you want to look at home in the book of Acts chapter 8 and verse 37, when Philip meets with the Ethiopian eunuch and he says, "See, here's water, what hinders me from being baptized?" The King James, the New King James, says, "If you believe with all your heart, you may." And he makes that great confession, "I believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God." The RSV leaves that out. Goes straight into, "He commanded the church to stand still and both went down into the water." So they omit some very prominent, some very important passages of Scripture. I believe that there are four translations commonly used in the Lord's Church that I will say are good translations. The King James. Many here use the King James. The King James is the oldest of the English translations that are in the church today. The original was given in 1611. And if you were able to find a copy of the 1611 version and lay it beside the translation that you have today, the King James, you would say, "Wow, there's a lot of difference." And the reason for that is that it has gone through some grammatical changes with regard to the linguistic or language. And then also, there's been some changes made as early as 1985 as to light that has been shown from archaeology and things of that nature. So it certainly would still serve as a great translation for us to consider today. Another one is the New King James. Whenever we were going through the School of Preaching, one of our classes dealt with translations of the Bible. I had grown up on the King James translation in that I carried it with me to school. I was assigned to compare the King James with the New King James. And having studied the King James all of my life, I felt as if I knew what the focus there was, so I focused most of my attention on the New King James. And what I found in my consideration of the New King James is that they said they wanted to take a good translation and make it better. And what they did is they took the King James, laid it aside as they were translating from the original language, and as they were translating then, most of the King James terminology is carried over with the exception of the these and thous. And therefore, they put in the more modern pronouns that we are more accustomed to unto this day. That translation came out first in 1979, and then most that people are going to have today would have been around the 1982. Again, some corrections or some additions made in regard to things that they felt would have made it a more accurate and more readable translation. Another translation that I would say is a very good translation, in fact, I'm going tonight to say that it would be the most accurate of all, is the American Standard 1901 version. This version of the Bible had actually gone out of print for some time, and now it is back in print. It is quite expensive still, if you find it out there, simply because of the high demand. People do recognize it as a very accurate translation, and therefore they're very quick to want to put it in their library. As you read from the American Standard Version, I want to say, though, that it's not the easiest to read. And why is that? Because if you read from the Greek language is much different than we are. The formation of the sentences, they did not form sentences the way that we do, paragraphs and things of that nature. And therefore, it was not very smooth to read. Well, in their desire to make the most accurate translation, the translators of the American Standard Version followed that format. And therefore, while it is an excellent translation in their quest to stay true to the Scripture, it's not necessarily the most readable, easy-to-read translation that's out there. And I'm not saying that that's necessarily a bad thing, but I'm saying as you would have one and read and study from it, you've got to understand that those things. The other one that I would say would be a decent translation would be the New American Standard Version. This was introduced as early as 1963. It's gone through various changes. Yet at the same time, I find a lot in the church throughout the Brotherhood who use the New American Standard Version. One of my instructors, while I was going through the School of Preaching, used the New American Standard Version. I myself never did pick up on that translation. But yet at the same time, from what I have seen, those translators as well sought to do an excellent job. Or have done a decent job, rather, in staying true to what God says. There are, again, some minor issues with each one. As to my personal recommendation and reasons, and I'm going to take that from what is asked second in the questionnaire, is there one that you recommend for children? I do not recommend the NIV at all, or the RSV, or a lot of these different modern translations. A lot of people like to start their kids off on the New International Versions. Do not do that. It is a perverted translation. I believe the New King James Version is a great translation for not only children, but for all ages. The major thing that I have wrong with the New King James translation is found in Matthew chapter 19 and verse 9. And in the context there, the Lord is speaking in reference to marriage, divorce, and remarriage. And he says there that except for fornication, if you go to the original language, and the King James actually does a better job in translating this, except for fornication. The New King James says except for sexual immorality. That sexual immorality does not do justice to what the Lord actually means in fornication. So while I identify and say that I believe that the New King James is a great translation for people of all ages, I want you to know is that that is a major issue in the New King James, that if you're going to use that translation yourself or you're going to use that with your children, be sure and point that out to them as you would study with them.